All this week on Morning Edition, we've been hearing from some of those who serve, Americans fighting America's wars overseas. NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman has a profile today of a Navy corpsman, a medic for the Marines. His name is Daryl St. George, and Tom met him last month on patrol in southwestern Afghanistan.
The Marine platoon had taken over an abandoned compound in Helmand Province. It's little more than a vacant lot, choked with weeds and surrounded by high mud walls. The men were getting set to head out on patrol. While they waited, they joked around in the Marine way, insulting each other, telling raw stories. Off to one side, one man sat alone against a mud wall. He was pensive, almost serene. He had a stack of books next to his gear.
My name is Daryl Richard St. George. I'm from New York, Long Island. 29 years old.
So how did you find yourself here?
Well, I was a teacher. I was a high school history teacher. I taught 10th and 12th grade, and I loved teaching. It was a great job, but I felt like something was missing. I felt compelled to serve, so I looked into taking a leave of absence, and I enlisted in the United States Navy for 5 years to be a corpsman.
What was missing?
A lot's going on in the world, and I think everything that's going on within our country, I think we've kind of forgotten about what was going on here, and that didn't sit very well with me, and I had known a number of people who had served, and some students as well, one student who was a Marine and died in Iraq. All of those things kind of rolling around in my head. I wanted to... How can I put this? I wanted to directly contribute in some way.
There was also family tradition. His father served with the Marines, like his father and grandfather before him. But St. George said his father was worried when Daryl decided to join. His father had come to dislike the Marines' hard-charging, hard-drinking culture, and he worried about his son's safety in a combat zone. St. George's fellow teachers at Northport High School on Long Island also told him not to enlist.
They were very much against it. And some were angry with me. Like, a very good friend of mine was very angry with me. Like, to the point where he didn't talk to me for a few days. And I never resented him for that because I realized it was out of concern. He didn't want anything to happen to me. But there was also this rationalization. You know, why are you... You have a good job. You're tenured. You have... You know, these benefits, and you're older, and you're enlisting. You're not even gonna go in as an officer with a master's degree. It made no sense, and a lot of people, you know, tried to talk me out of it.
Do you think there's an element of elitism here?
In that case, I would have to say that, you know, I worked with a lot of open-minded people and good people, and I think their opposition to my decision was more out of concern and care for me as opposed to anything politically motivated.
After the patrol that day in Helmand Province, the sun was setting at the compound, a wide golden sky. The Marines spread out their sleeping bags. Some Afghan soldiers kneeled for evening prayer, and St. George and I kept talking about the question of who serves in the military. He said he worries that military service is used by some as a political bludgeon.
They oversimplify it. They make it like if you're going into the military, you know, you're patriotic, and those who don't go into the military, then therefore they're unpatriotic. And I think it's very unfair to do that. I think it comes to perspective. We all have a certain perspective when it comes to our country and the idea of service. I always saw myself as a teacher serving my country as well.
And at times in his combat platoon, St. George told me he still serves as a teacher. At first, the Marines joked about books and his master's degree. Now, some talk with him about what he's reading or get into long conversations.
I couldn't think of being with a better group of guys than these Marines. They've got more heart than anybody I've ever met.
It's St. George's job to tend to these Marines when they're wounded. He says the Marines have taught him determination and perseverance, and he says he's been trained well. At the time we spoke, last month, they'd been lucky. He hadn't had to treat any serious wounds.
We've had some close calls. We've had, like, Marines who've taken bullets to the Kevlar and abrasions on the back of their head, but nothing more than that. So, I mean, for me, my faith, you know, God has really been looking over us. But, you know, the weather's getting warmer now, and, you know, there's a lot of fear and there's a lot of apprehension in terms of what could happen in these final months of our deployment. But I hope that this streak will continue.
A little more than a month left in that deployment, and then home.
And NPR's Tom Bowman is now home from Afghanistan and here to talk a little bit more about Darryl St. George and some of the other Americans that we've met this week as Tom helps us listen to those who serve. And Tom, Darryl St. George spoke of something missing in his life. That's why he enlisted. That's why he ended up in Afghanistan. What are his plans when he comes home?
Well, his plan is to visit Northport High School on Long Island and to see the students and the teachers he left behind. And he said he wants to remind them that things are still happening in Afghanistan.
He did say, of course, that he felt that, in a way, he was serving his country by being a teacher.
And that was interesting. He was the only one who told me that there are various ways to serve country. And he said, you know, he saw himself as a teacher serving his country. You could join the Peace Corps. You could do something else to help your country, not just put on a uniform.
What drove that decision?
Well, you know, a couple of things. It was family tradition. You know, his father, grandfather had served in the Marines. But also he told me he was in New York City on 9/11. He was in college. And one of the professors came in and explained what had happened. And like a lot of New Yorkers, he was just kind of wandering around in the streets. And he said he came upon this elderly woman. And she said to him, "I feel sorry for you." And he said, "Well, what do you mean?" And she said, "Because it's your generation that will have to deal with this." And he said he never forgot it. It always weighed on him for a number of years before he decided to enlist and become a Navy corpsman.
And he is dealing with it.
He is dealing with it.
He could have gotten out of dealing with it, and he chose to deal with it.
That's right.
Tom, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
NPR's Tom Bowman this week has been talking with those who serve in Afghanistan. And as we listen, I've been looking at a chart here giving some of the latest figures on those who serve in both Iraq and Afghanistan. 6,084 Americans killed so far, 44,266 wounded, and 2.28 million American military personnel have deployed in support of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq over the past decade. You can see those and other figures at NPR.org. This is NPR News.